right, we'll call the meeting of the Development Review Board to order. Will the secretary call the roll?
Mr. Crosby.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Not here.
Ms. Fishman.
Not here.
Ms. O'Brien.
Here.
Mr. Rule.
Here.
Ms. Ryan.
Here.
Chairman Martin.
Here. All right, we have a quorum. The first thing on the agenda this evening is to review and approve the minutes of our meeting held November 16th. I think we have before us some minutes with a few revisions in them that are red. Based on the reading and the discussion that I had with Lisa today. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Something in the adjournment that says, motion made by Member Ryan, seconded by Member Ryan to adjourn.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. We were in a hurry then. Get out. Okay, so we'll ask Lisa to make that change in them. Any other changes in the minutes? Somebody have a motion to approve the minutes for that correction? Is there a second?
Seconded.
Any discussion? All right, would you call the roll, Mr. Raddatz?
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Rule.
Yes.
Ms. Ryan.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, the minutes are approved. The next thing on the agenda tonight is Concordia University. Several months ago, we had a pre-filing conference, and at that time, one of the actions that we took was to waive the requirement for a traffic study. And it's my understanding from talking to the village people that there's been some changes in your proposed how the project's going to be built, and as a result, you want us to hear from you and confirm that the waiver of the traffic study is still good. Is that correct?
That
so
would
if
be.
So if you would address us tonight just on what the changes are and how they impact your project, and then we'll discuss the waiver.
Well, I think the technology is not working. If you have your docket, I'll refer to pages in your docket. Chairman Martin is correct. We were last here in April of 2017. And I'm Denny Witte, by the way, from Concordia. So 8 months ago, no, 10 months ago, we were here presenting for the pre-filing conference. There have been a lot of delays, but we're now, the project seems to be moving again. Glenn and I met with staff on January 29, so a couple weeks ago, and staff suggested, you know, come back to the DRB and just give them an update. It's been so long. So the purpose of this is to give you an update on where the project's at and what some of the changes are. The primary change, if you can go on page 8 of your docket. On page 8 of your docket, there are two pictures. There's a before and an after. On page 8, if you look at the top of the before, that's today, and that's what the parking structure looks like. And the stealth enclosure for the T-Mobile cellular installation is on top of the building to the upper left. So it's a 10-foot stealth enclosure that was approved in 2010, a long time ago. When we were here in April, we were proposing that we were going to go up another 10 feet and have the Verizon cellular antenna array go there. And we had pictures and renderings and all of that. Over the last 8 months, 10 months, Verizon now came back to us in January and said, we changed our mind. And we cannot go up. There are engineering problems where we cannot put our antennas on top of the T-Mobile antennas and go up another 10 feet. we want to do something different. And so that something different is, if you go to the bottom of page 8, you can see that in the after image, Verizon Wireless wants to go to the southeast corner of our parking structure and go up approximately 10 feet there with a stealth enclosure and to put most of their antennas at the southeast corner of our parking structure. That enclosure is similar in height to the original stair tower over on the southwest corner. So we would no longer be going up from 65 feet to 75 feet on the southwest corner. We'd be going to the southeast corner and going up from 45 feet to roughly 55 feet. So they're proposing moving their antennas over to the southeast corner. One additional change, if you go to page 9, is that at the southeast corner of the parking structure, they don't have a west-facing exposure. They can't put antennas in to face to the west. So they're proposing on page 9, you see the before image, that's as of today. If you go to the bottom of page 9, they're proposing hanging a pod of antennas behind a stealth enclosure on the west face of the stair tower, the original stair tower in the parking structure. So that gives them west-facing, south-facing, and east-facing antenna coverage. Yeah.
So in other words, this little thing is below the existing antennas on the left-hand side of the other picture.
Yes, sir.
So it's at a lower level.
T-Mobile's above them at that point, and they're below. Yes. Okay. So the change is putting a stealth enclosure on the southeast corner. And the only gotcha with that is that we're sure that they need one parking space, maybe two parking spaces off the top deck of the parking garage. And in lieu of that, in compensation for that, you know, Concordia is prepared to commit. We will create brand new two additional parking spaces on our campus to offset the loss of any parking spaces. On our campus, we've got about 800 spaces. But one or two is one or two. And so we will commit to replacing any lost spaces with brand new spaces. And we'll put that in our application. We'll take before and after images. We'll prove it to you. So. And therefore, we're asking for the traffic waiver of the traffic study to continue.
Okay. So again, this is just a pre-filing conference, so we know there is no application on file. We appreciate your explanation of how the project has changed over the last 10 months. And really, I think what we need to decide is does the reconfiguration of the tower to serve this new antenna change our minds about waiving the request, the application requirement for a traffic study? Anybody have any? I know there's, I think the engineer from Verizon is here. Does she want to say anything, doctor?
Pardon?
The engineer from Verizon is here. Do you want her to say anything at all?
Claire Blanc is here. And she's the site locator. She works for a company representing Verizon.
Okay.
So if there are any Verizon-type questions, Claire is here and would be able to to testify.
But again, we're not considering any application tonight or anything. We need to give you some direction as to whether the waiver of the traffic study is still something that we're in agreement with. So does the board have any questions about this?
Aside from the parking, if you lose two spots, that means less traffic into the parking garage. Right? I don't see how this has any impact on traffic whatsoever.
Any other discussion? Mrs. Ryan? All right. All right, so why doesn't somebody make a motion that we again agree to waive the traffic study requirement as a part of the application whenever Concordia decides to file it?
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right, Mr. Raddatz, would you call the roll again then, please?
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Rule.
Yes.
Ms. Ryan.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. Okay, so the waiver of the requirement for the traffic study for this project is still in force. So thank you for coming. And
thank you.
We will wait your application.
We will be back soon, I hope.
That's what you said last time. So.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so the next thing on the agenda tonight is deals with the plan development that's been approved by the village at 1101, 1107 Bonnie Bray. We have been tendered an amendment to that plan development. Because of the changes, it's deemed a major amendment, which means that they have to come back before us and conduct a hearing again. We have to conduct a hearing again and then make findings of fact, just like we did originally, as to whether or not we should recommend to the village board that amendment be allowed, be granted, and then become part of the development that's on this property. So if you would just identify yourself again and over what it is.
My name is Art Gurevich. I'm the principal of Bonnie Bray Construction, a developer of this project.
We forgot to swear you in.
Yeah. Okay. To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matters before this development review board?
I do.
Okay.
Good evening again. My name is Art Gurevich, and I'm the principal of Bonnie Bray Construction, a developer of this project. And we are before you today for what is considered to be a major amendment, but really it's a technicality because there is really nothing new with the project. There's things that were overlooked at the original review, and we are back here before you today to clarify them. Basically, there are only two items. It's a canopy on the first floor, which is encroachment of the front yard, and the chain of dimensions across the building was miscalculated by 4 inches. Actually, it was shown two different ways, 6'4" and 6'8", and in the ordinance, it was 6'8", but actually it's 6'4". I would like to remind you that during the discussion, the first time of the DRB meeting, the request, or not requirement, but the DRB was that we were more than 6 feet. So we are actually at 6'4". So we are within the original parameters, but again, there was a miscalculation. So those are the two items. But in going through the allowances, you will see more items because they're really clarification. For example, instead of saying that we are asking for 6'4", side yard setback, I say 5'2", because I'm also allowing for architectural elements that were also discussed. But just to keep it completely clean, so there is no ambiguity, misunderstanding, so these items are added. also on the north side of the building, we didn't ask for anything in the first go around, but I noticed that that canopy turns around the building. So just because that little projection on the north side, we are asking for the north side setback to be reduced to 1'4", but the building is actually 3'8". You can probably see it from there.
On that corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, nothing changes.
So we're talking about the entrance overhang?
And it goes around over there. See? Yes. Yeah.
The entrance canopy. And then in terms of the...
Right here, you can see it going around.
Yes, I see around over here. And then up here, these things are the those are the above grade ones that you're talking about.
Yeah.
5.52 setback
that's
for architectural.
That's on the south side.
On the south side. The
right here.
More.
Yeah, well, right.
No, that's south side.
Yeah. But, you know, there are pilasters
these
here.
These pilasters and this.
Yes, exactly.
This is the only perspective where you begin to see the turn. You see this is the straight piece of the canopy.
Yeah.
The next way you see that turn that begins to curve the corner of the building. So that's the piece that needs the north side here at some point.
Yeah. Okay. I have to say, I saw these things and I was hunting through the drawings to try to figure out where on earth.
Well, and that's exactly what happened the last time, so it was hard to catch. But at plan review, it was caught, and we are back here.
Okay. This and that.
All right, okay. So is everything else about the application is unchanged?
Absolutely. No changes.
Is there any issue with it? It's like there's a projection the alley above the garage doors going down into the garage.
I
think that's a light, isn't it?
Rear yard, we're at 10 feet, and I thought.
Okay, this one right here. Is that still within the setback?
I have to look at the plans, because we have the plans here.
Also, the ordinance approving the plan development that's currently in effect allows for up to 12 inches of encroachment into any of the yards. So if there are what we call de minimis encroachments, depending on the dimensions of the lights or whatever element that is at the garage doors, that may be, within that 12-inch exception. Or it could be designed to meet that, I suppose.
Yeah. I think that's actually at the base of that living unit. Is that what you're talking about there,
yeah.
David? Yeah.
Right above the first garage doors, it looks like there's a light. But then above that, you have a shadow line that suggests that there's a projection.
Mm-hmm. I don't see anything on the plans.
Is you just eliminate that?
You'd only see it on the second floor or above, right?
Yeah, it's the first floor sandwich.
So on this plan, if you look at A203, it actually looks like it's less than it is on the rendering.
So it might be that the rendering is accurate. A203, if you look here, very slight bump out.
Right. I don't see that.
It's kind of like a curve.
And then it moves back in again? Right there.
Is
there a jog back in again?
Right. That's just the
if it is, it's about a foot.
Yeah.
So.
so So I don't think in the plan it actually projects as much as it does in
the. And I was going to say, in general, I would use the elevations and the plans. I wouldn't use the perspective renderings because they're visual, they're not technical or accurate. Yeah. There's a few mistakes in the renderings. If you go by the tech drawings, I think it would comply.
I think if I looking at 203 on the plan, that projection is nominal at best.
Actually, look at 103 on the plan. That's the second through second floor. And it's a very small projection.
103?
Yeah.
Are these projections that you're talking about all above grade?
Oh, yes.
They're all above the first floor?
Yes.
The footprint doesn't change. Footprint.
So I think one thing that we ought to consider is if this information had been accurately portrayed on the original plans, would it have made any difference in our approval of this project?
I see.
Well, it was portrayed in the plans. It was not discussed. Because the renderings that you see here today is the actual rendering that were the original building.
You want that, not the balcony, it's that room that with the curvature. And so if you do a certain curvature, sometimes that window curvature is going to go more smoothly if it does that.
So is your financing that you had for this project, is that still in place?
Well, the bank is committed to finance it, but you need to get pre-sale, so it's not.
But that commitment hasn't expired or anything
no.
like that?
No. Yeah. We are working with the bank on many other projects. Good relations.
How are the pre-sales coming?
Not as good. The people that we are working with are basically people in the, you know, mid to upper 70s, and this is the generation that wants to kick the tires. It's a show me generation, and it's very hard to sell from, you know, the air. So that's our difficulty. So we hired a new marketing firm, and they promise us to be more aggressive in going after the sales.
And what are the price points
again? Near $400 a foot. So a little bit less, a little bit depends on the also, when we started, we had difficulty because there was nothing else on the market like that. Now with District House, which we consider an inferior location, they're at almost the same price levels. And so it's easier for us to comp with people.
So I got a question for Mr. Smith. Mm-hmm. If this amendment is eventually... Our development review code has in it time frames that are all pegged from the time that the plan development is approved. So, and I think the time frames have all lapsed here, but they've been extended by the village. So if we pass this amendment, does that reset all the time frames from the date that the village board approves it, assuming that they do approve the amendment?
As I recall, and Lisa would have a sharper memory, the village board recently approved a minor amendment to the project schedule. And so unless there's an updated project schedule in the application, which I don't believe there is, then the dates would remain as amended by the village board.
So the fact that this is a new approval that's going to be sent to the village board, that doesn't supersede the action that the board has previously taken?
I believe that the dates are set by the schedule of development for plan development permits. I've got the code book here. I can take a look through. Lisa, do you have a better recollection on that?
Right. There's certainly a timeline that's called out in the zoning ordinance, particularly in the plan development ordinance. They have 9 months to apply for permits, 15 months to commence construction, 33 months to complete construction. The commencement of construction date has been extended from February of 2018 to the end of June.
July,
okay. Yeah. July of 2018. So one of the things we could do from the board, because the code, the way it reads is the construction timeline or the development timeline is in accordance with what the applicant submits and is approved as part of the plan development application. But then you have this timeline that lays on top of it that says we really want people to be moving along in 9 months, 15 months, 33 months.
Right.
So one of the things we could do is when this goes to the board, we could, as part of perhaps their motion, have them reaffirm the timeline that's already been approved by them so that if there's any issue with this superseding, we maybe just roll it into one package so it's very clear.
Well, yeah. I'm looking at the code, which seems to say that that approval of a planned permit shall be null and void if construction is not commenced within 15 months. So my question is, if the board were to act on this in March, would that mean that they've got 15 months from March?
No.
To meet this, or is does the
there's a separate
the time
provision.
Frame that's already in place remain?
If you take a look at section 7E in the plan development permit, part of the zoning ordinance, it says the approval of a plan development permit with a phasing plan shall be null and void if construction is not commenced or completed in accordance with the terms of the phasing plan. And this project, I believe, has a phasing plan approved by the board.
And
the code goes on to provide in subsection G that the village board may extend those timelines, which I believe is what occurred in the past couple months.
Well, I agree that that's all happened, but in the past, I'm just wondering,
does this reset?
What's the impact of a new amendment? Mm-hmm. Does that reset all these time frames?
Let me take a look at something.
No, it's a matter of interpretation. I've not thought about it until this moment. So without having an opportunity to reflect on it deeply, I would say no, it doesn't reset the clock, because the code here speaks to the approval of a plan development permit is what begins the clock running. And then later in the code, it discusses amendments, and it talks about changes to previously granted permits,
right,
meaning that a permit is granted at the outset for the original time, and then subsequent amendments to it is a change, but it's not considered the issuance of a new permit.
Okay.
So, from the table, I would say no, the clock is not reset by an amendment being granted, but the board has the authority to move those.
The board
dates.
Always has the authority to extend the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I
know.
But we don't want to do that.
My concern was,
right,
are we automatically extending the time frame by granting, if we grant this amendment?
No, and the way the code is written, I would say no, because an amendment is considered a change. I don't believe that it wouldn't be construed as issuing a new permit,
okay,
which the board previously did when it first allowed the developer to go forward with this project.
Okay.
The section that I was talking about with there's more language in the building regulations section of the village code that talks about what the timelines are, but I think that has more to do with the validity of the building permit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to confuse the two. I understand the question, but I just wanted to refer back to what,
okay,
I was talking about earlier, just for the record.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any other questions for the applicant?
Just for clarification, there is something that says encroachment of canopy and exhaust wells. I know you mentioned something about exhaust wells, but these are
at
along the side of the street?
No, it's on, along Bunny Bray at ground level, basically to vent the
yeah,
garage. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's all those are. They don't project above ground level.
No,
at all.
No. And again, those were not known until the design was, so I picked,
sure,
them up from the actual
okay,
design document.
All right.
All right. Mr. Houseel, would you address this?
Sure.
You got sworn in, didn't you, John?
Actually, I didn't.
No.
I didn't know if I'd be speaking.
Do you need it sworn in?
Are you sworn in? Yes, he's sworn in.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sort of a continuing swearing in.
Right.
I produced a memo this afternoon. I chatted with Lisa a little bit. Apologize for not getting it to you in advance. Even though technically these are major amendments, because they specifically propose amendments to defined fixed setbacks, and so it was a specific amendment to something approved and stipulated in the previous plan development, so it had to be a major. In terms of planning and zoning impact, there's virtually none. In terms of the perceived visual bulk on the project, there's virtually none. The footprint of the building, so where the building hits the ground, doesn't change as part of any of these requests. These are all either upper floor elements or a canopy above the entrance. So it doesn't affect how close the building is at the ground level to the sidewalk or the street. So really no visual impact. In fact, the features that this grants relief for will actually improve the appearance of the building. If you were to take these away, it would diminish the appearance of the structure. And going back to one of the comments Mr. Smith made was the
there was discussion when we were looking before, I can even remember this when he said that back at the discussion, about some discrepancies in the plans versus the renderings, and we thought we had it buttoned down exactly right, which is what you saw it. But just, I think it was the discussion primarily from you two, that, hey, maybe we want to put in there that 1 foot give for those upper floor architectural elements, because we know they're going to stick out and articulate in and out, and we want that because it adds to the aesthetic of the building, but not knowing exactly how that's going to play out in the field, let's give them that 1 foot grace period or distance, which was in there, and that accommodates some of this, but these are the ones that extend a little bit beyond that 1 foot. So I don't see any downside to this other than the fact I wish we would have caught it the first time around, but in terms of impact of development, really no impact, only to make them look better, the development look better. So really, in effect, very minor things are being done, but all for the good, I think. So I don't see a downside to any of it.
Okay. Mr. Crosby, do you have any comments about these? I mean, these are like architectural changes.
No, the building needs this. You need that depth and the ability to create cornices and you know, shadow lines. So, these are things that you need on the building. If we didn't have this, then it'd be a little flat elevation. So I agree with what you're saying. I'm a bit.
And how high up is that first floor? How tall?
I mean, that part that sticks out.
It is a section in the drawings.
Garage doors. 8 feet high.
Probably 8 or 9 feet. So it's 1.9. So first floor is 12 feet and then 11 foot 8 inches each other floor. Yeah, 109, mm-hmm. You have it in the packet.
And John, are any of these features that they're talking about going to create safety hazards that we ought to be aware of?
No, not even a little bit. No. Like, I think it's better because without the canopy or the front entrance by the design of this building isn't very prominent. And that canopy will help identify visually where the entrance of the building is, which I think is a helpful thing and an aesthetic thing both. So I don't. There's no safety issues with regard to any of these.
And all these issues apply to the new building that's going to be constructed, not to the one to the north. Okay. So anybody got any questions? Any thoughts? Any comments? All right. Somebody want to make a motion?
I move that we recommend the what's the phraseology? I should know the phraseology. That we recommend the
you could
amendment.
Make the motion could be to recommend approval of the application for a major amendment to the plan development permit.
That sounds good to what he said.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, move to second. It's good. Any discussion?
The only thing I just want to say real quick, just for the record, there is no canopy on the alley side above the garage doors. Okay, just so we are clear, the renderings do show more than 12-inch canopy. It does not
the
exist.
The drawings that you have before you are the actual drawings you do for building program.
Right. So make sure what we're approving is are the floor plans, not your renderings.
Yes.
Yes. Great.
Okay. Yeah, that caught us once.
Okay, any other comments or questions? Are you ready to vote? The motion before us is to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees approval of this major amendment to the existing plan development. Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Crosby?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Ms. Bryan? Chairman Martin.
Yes. Okay, so our recommendation to the Village Board of Trustees is to approve this requested amendment to the existing plan development.
Thank you very much.
All right, you got anything else?
Findings of fact.
All right. We have to send the village board findings of fact on this matter. These were prepared, and I think were part of our packet. I don't know if it's this.
What's this?
It's the proposed findings of fact on the application.
Okay.
So if we want to accelerate the process, let's take a minute and look at these findings of fact, and we can perhaps adopt them tonight. Otherwise, our process has been to wait till the next meeting. I had a couple of comments on here in finding C. It says that the project is proposed, they meant the application will, in the opinion of the majority. I think that there wasn't any dissenting votes, so I think you can cross that out. Okay. And maybe Lisa ought to address to us F. Because I didn't hear any, you know, this was kind of a shortened hearing, I understand, but I didn't hear anything tonight about the village's police, fire, or public works, whether they had an opportunity to review this, and if they did they have any comments that we should be aware of?
There is a memo in the packet, but I will just state on the record that the village staff reviewed the application, and there is no impact on utilities, road access, drainage, police or fire services, or other necessary facilities that already exist will be provided to serve the proposed use or combination of uses. There's also no impact on the village's ability to deliver services.
So is everybody had a chance to look at these findings or any other comments or changes that you want made in them?
Perhaps finding J should be updated as well, where there's a reference to a majority of the development review
right.
boards. So
right.
I can clean that up as well.
Right. Okay. So why don't you just search for majority when you get a chance in any other place? Check that out. Okay, so do we have a motion to approve these findings of fact as they've been, they will be amended by Mr. Smith?
Motion.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All right, Mr. Raddatz, if you do this again.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Crosby?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. Okay, so that's our recommendation to the board. We have the findings of fact to back that recommendation so that these technical matters can be corrected and they can go ahead with the project. Anybody else have anything we need to discuss tonight? We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.